Welcome to Get You Fit Radio, the radio show that keeps you fit and helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. Well, it's that time of year. Out shopping we go. And what do we get? Somebody that might be interested in getting fit for the new year, or maybe you are interested in getting fit for the new year. The shelves are lined with all of these crazy new gadgets, and you might not know which ones are the best to buy. So I thought a great idea for today's show would be the best stocking stuffers for the fit and the healthy. Doing old school workouts and channeling your inner Rocky by lifting logs and chopping wood in the middle of nowhere makes for an entertaining montage. But fitness technology has come so far that it just can't be ignored. If you want to maintain exceptional health and realize that your potential is that of an athlete, there are a plethora of smart fitness gadgets that you can use to transform yourself into a fitness beast. If cooking is your thing, there's also a ton of different kitchen gadgets that you can use to make your life so much easier in the kitchen. However, you need to be aware because a lot of these gadgets come with an expensive price tag, and some of them are very overwhelming and you're not quite sure which ones there are to buy. The advances in fitness technology that we now know can allow you to analyze every aspect of your workout, from your body fat to allowing you to analyze your strength and understanding what things you need to do to improve your weaknesses. But do we really need to know all of these things? That's what we are needing to be cautioned about. Heart rate, caloric intake, and data that sometimes does not need to be taken into account for, but yet we pay the extra price for these things on these gadgets. If you're a serious athlete or a health nut, then certainly you should pay extra for these things, but for the usual person, sometimes getting these upgraded features are just something that you don't need to do. So I'm going to break down some of my favorite things, from water bottles to bathroom scales to treadmills to fitness trackers and kitchen gadgets galore, in hopes of saving you time and money, and certainly hoping that you find something that you will purchase that is worth your while and in search of the perfect gift for you or a loved one. So where do you begin? Whether these items are for you, for a gift, shopping smart is a must. Along with the amazing technology that we also have the benefit of reviews. So first and foremost, I would like to start by saying, always read reviews. See what other people say about the product that you might be interested in. See what people have rated the product. Reviews don't lie. Definitely go with one that has a high number of reviews, most being positive. If you select a review that only has 4 or 5 total reviews, even if they're all positive, that might not be the best one to go with. If you are shopping on Amazon or you're looking at a product that has 3,000 reviews and most of them are positive, then you know that you are usually safe. And take that extra minute to read some of the reviews and see what people have to say about the product. It might look really, really good to you, but the consumer is the one that is going to tell the truth of how it actually appeared when it came, what the material looked like, and what the longevity was of the product. So with that being said, the big burning question, as a wellness coach, I'm always asked, treadmill or elliptical? Well, certainly that is a personal choice. And first and foremost, I start by saying, make sure this is something that you are going to use. Buying the treadmill and going to the store and purchasing the elliptical is not going to instantly make you fit. The old joke about treadmills and ellipticals being coat hangers for people's laundry sitting in their room, there is truth to that. There have been studies done where treadmills and ellipticals and fitness and equipment have been purchased and not used in more than 80% of people's homes. I joke about it in my book. In fact, I think there's a point in my book where I laugh about these engineers that design these treadmills laughing in these staff meetings, thinking, you know, who are we kidding? We're making these treadmills for people to just buy them and set them up in their house and never turn them on. So make sure that it is something that you know that you're going to use. You don't have to be a runner to purchase a treadmill. Walking is one of the best forms of exercise. So buying a treadmill means walking. It means running. It means walking on an incline. If you purchase one at home, it means that you're not working out anymore in a crowded, sweaty gym. It means you're not having to sweat and change in a locker room. No more walking outside in really cold, rainy weather. No more trying to get to work in traffic. It's all there in your house. But like I said, make sure you're going to use it. Plus, treadmills are not just there for walking. They have all these amazing different programs. You could switch up your workouts and have different variations of workouts. The treadmills all have different intervals and different heart health programs that you can incorporate in with your workouts to help increase your endurance. Ellipticals also have these features. However, you don't have as much variety in an elliptical as you do a treadmill. And I have found that people that purchase ellipticals tend to use them a little less than the treadmill. They become a little more boring, faster, where with a treadmill, you can hop on and you can just walk, walk, walk. One of the most beneficial things you could do on a treadmill is throw on some Netflix and walk along. Moreover, you can also talk on the phone, work on your PC or laptop, watch television while working on the treadmill at home. Multitask as much as possible. Exercise becomes more appealing that way. So some features you want to look for when buying a treadmill. Good horsepower. For the home use, 3.0 horsepower is more than efficient. 55-inch long tread, 20-inch wide tread is more than sufficient. And about $1,000 to $1,200 is plenty for a home treadmill. So if you start shopping and you're going into the 4 horsepower and 60-inch long tread and $1,500, $2,000 range, that's more than you need for home. So that is my treadmill speech. Fitness trackers. These are these great gadgets that we all see people wearing on their wrists. They made their debut about 10 years ago with everybody wanting to know how many steps we take in a day. There has never been a better selection of fitness trackers. But with this selection also comes massive confusion. Which fitness tracker do you need and which one is right for you? Well, that depends on your activity. In general, fitness trackers are going to run between $50 and all the way on up to $1,000, depending on what you are looking for. If you are somebody that just wants to track your steps, well, $50 is sufficient. A $50 tracker is going to just track your steps. That's it. Middle of the range tracker, about $150, is going to track your steps. It's going to track mileage. It's going to tell you what time it is. And it might even let you read your text messages because it might be Bluetooth connected to your phone. When you get into the $1,000 range or even the $500 range, you're going to have features that will tell temperature. You might be able to use golf GPS technology to do some golfing with that. And they might even have features that will let you tell elevation and all different types of running dynamics. So the type of tracker is going to really depend on what type of athlete and exercise enthusiast that you are. However, for the basic person, I think somewhere between the $49 and $150 range for a fitness tracker is sufficient. And if you're someone that's brand new and looking, top brands, in my opinion, are going to be your Fitbit and your Garmin. They've been around the longest, and they have the best technology. Their price points right now, you can get a really decent tracker for $68 to $100. So those are great ones. I am going to blog about this, and I will include some links to my favorite ones and some price points on that. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, and we are talking about stocking stuffers for the fit and healthy, or if you are wanting to get fit and healthy, what are some things that you can look for or add to your Christmas list? So one thing that I find is interesting, and I'm looking right at mine right now, is water bottles. I think it's interesting how that's kind of become a trend, and everybody kind of walks around with their water bottle, at least I do, or people in my world do. Hydrating your body during a workout is important, and now everybody's kind of like on a water kick. More and more people are getting away from the plastic disposable water bottles that pollute our earth, and it's become a stylish trend to walk around with a fancy dancy water bottle. But now they have these water bottles that are these smart water bottles that will remind you to drink your water, and they link to your phone and they will flash and tell you to drink. But I will caution you, because a lot of them are not BPA free safe materials, and a lot of them are not leak proof. And believe me, I have bought so many, and I know that the worst thing you could do is buy a water bottle that leaks. So you want to make sure that you invest in one that is leak proof and that is insulated. A really good water bottle will run you in the $20 to $30 range. And I know that sounds astronomical, but I've bought enough $8 and $10 water bottles that leak and are not insulated that I've thrown away or have dented or have cracked. And I have found through research that spending a little extra money and getting one that is insulated will be worth the money. I did a little research, in fact, this morning as I was preparing for the show, and I discovered that there are over 120 different companies right now that make water bottles. And there was actually a research done that spanned over 6 years that studied these 120 different water bottles. And there were over 10 of them that ranked in the top. But of the 10, Hydro Flask actually ranked top in being the best insulated flask temp shield technology that will hold water cold for up to 24 hours. And it's leak proof. And I do have a bunch of Hydro Flasks, and they are very, very, very dependable. In fact, I have experienced them many times where the ice stays freezing cold and ice cubes remain ice even overnight. Yeti makes a really reliable one. Swell makes a reliable one. Canteen makes another reliable one. Read the reviews, because if you buy one that's a knockoff and it leaks and it doesn't keep your water cold, that's no fun at all. So water bottles are a trend. They are a lot of fun. Make sure that it is a fun stocking stuffer that you can throw in someone's stocking with maybe a fun gift card or something. All right. Another big one that I'm always asked about is bathroom scale. These days, bathroom scales allow you to track more than just your weight. The smartest models out there will measure all sorts of health statistics, including your body fat, your bone density, and even your water percentage. But I caution you, because the reliability and the accuracy of these health stats may not be spot on. So just be really careful when you invest in one of these scales. The true measure that you are wanting to measure is your body weight. So upgrade your bathroom scale with one of the latest digital scales if you're looking for one that measures muscle mass or body fat percentage. However, keep in mind that these figures may not necessarily be accurate, but the results will be valid. So what I'm saying is, if you get on the bathroom scale and it displays that your body fat is 20%, each and every day that you get on, it will display if you have gained body fat or lost body fat. However, the percentage of body fat may not be true to what the scale displays. However, what I'm trying to say is it will give you a measure of progress. I've had so many clients of mine get these scales and freak out when they get on and they're told that their body fat is much, much higher than what it really actually is. So just be cautioned with the accuracy of some of these scales. My advice to you is to find a scale that is under $100. Years ago, scales would cost close to $100. Now, a truly well-made scale you can find for in the $30 price range. And again, on my blog, I will list several of them that you can get in that price range that actually come with these amazing apps that you can link to your phone and track your progress, and it's a lot of fun. All right, so we're going to move on to kitchen gadgets. My absolute favorite. All right. So kitchen gadgets. What would we do without them? I don't know. But my all-time favorite one is the Instant Pot. So if you've not seen or heard of an Instant Pot, what it is it's basically a pressure cooker. My grandma had a pressure cooker. My mom had a pressure cooker. And I remember getting a pressure cooker, gosh, 8 years ago when I was first married, and my mom made me return it because she was afraid I was going to blow my head off. So now with technology, Instant Pot, which is actually the company's name, has developed a Instant Pot, which is a pressure cooker that is safe. It locks and it's programmable, and some of them now have Bluetooth technology and you can even call it and start it, which I think is crazy because why would you ever do that? I laugh because don't you have to be home to put the ingredients in the Instant Pot to turn it on? But I guess maybe somebody can get creative enough to do that. But I really hope that this Instant Pot mania never dies, because this beloved pressure cooker has saved my life so many times. It continues to draw this obsessive cult-like crowd like I've never seen before. Slow cookers are kind of a thing of the past, and its name is even fun to say. Meals come together incredibly fast, and wow, the food is just delicious. So if you don't know what one is, it's basically a slow cooker, but it does it insanely fast. You can take all of your ingredients, throw it all into this Instant Pot, and I'm talking dry beans and frozen chicken breasts, and turn it on, and it will cook a meal in 30 minutes. It is incredible. It's a time saver, and because of the way that it cooks under these high pressures, the food is incredibly tender, and like I said, it cooks so fast, so easy. The mess is minimal, and I truly love it. I think you can get them pretty much anywhere now. Used to be you can only get them through the company. I've seen them even at Aldi. I've seen them on at Walmart. I think I even saw them at Walgreens the other day. So they're pretty much everywhere. Next favorite kitchen gadget that I use every single day, and now I have two of them, is the air fryer. If you're like many home chefs, you will no doubt love this air fryer. Perhaps you'll just love the speed that it cooks in. It has so many health benefits and it's so versatile, but don't be confused because it's not just for frying food. Yesterday, I put green beans in my air fryer. I, in fact, did a live video on this. If you're on Facebook, you can look up Get You Fit Fitness and Nutrition and check out my live cooking video. I took plain green beans, fresh green beans, and I sprayed them with cooking spray, and I put them in the air fryer for 10 minutes, and they were so delicious. It was like eating French fries. So it's not just for frying. Tonight, I'm making scallops. Got them at Aldi right here on 47. I'm going to spray them with a little cooking spray, and I'm going to put some seasonings on there. I think I'm going to put a little garlic powder, maybe something spicy. I'm going to put them in the air fryer for maybe 6 minutes, and I'm going to throw some broccoli. I have one of those air fryers that has the racks so that I can put the different racks in there. And I'm going to cook dinner, you guys, in like 12 minutes. It's ridiculous. And can I tell you, it's so good. I have this amazing double oven, state of the art, and here I'm using my air fryer. My kids love it. My 10-year-old puts her chicken nuggets in there and they come out as crisp as can be. You could bake in there. If you're making brownies and instead of turning the oven on, throw it in there. In fact, before I came here, I made what I'm having on the side with the scallops is I made a sweet potato dish and I put it in the air fryer in a glass Corningware and put the whole thing in the air fryer for 15 minutes. And that's ready and waiting for me at home. So you will be surprised to learn all the things that the air fryer can do. And all you have to do is just hop on Pinterest or Google and figure out all of the wonderful different things that the air fryer can do. There is an air fryer that's actually an air fryer Instant Pot combination. It does both, which is brilliant. However, I sometimes use them at the same time. So think about that before you purchase something like that. And then the final gadget that I'm going to talk about is a real popular one, and it's the blender. The best blender. Super versatile, right? I want a blender that makes soup and chops ingredients, and I want one that will take flour, oatmeal, and make flour. I want one that's going to make smoothies, and there's ones out there that will make soup, and it's so very overwhelming. So again, like I said with the treadmill and the watches, it depends on what you're looking for. The Vitamix, top of the line. BlendTech, both of those are really great blenders, but they are not cheap. You're looking at $300-$400. I've had my Vitamix for years and years and years. The company stands by that product. If anything goes wrong with it, they will replace it. But again, you're talking a lot of money. If you're somebody that just wants to make shakes, the NutriBullet Ninja Magic Bullet, great products. I've spoken to chefs, wellness experts, smoothie fanatics. You want something that's convenient for you. If you're just making shakes, I wouldn't go with a $400 blender that's going to take up all kinds of space on your countertop that is going to take a lot of time for you to clean. So shop smart so that you know what you are in the market for. Because you don't want to waste your money on something that's just going to sit there. So whatever you're in the market for, be sure you do your research. Marketing is a very, very powerful thing, and you are certain to get suckered into what is the most appealing item, especially this time of year. And certainly now that technology is what it is. Everything is going to be Bluetooth enabled. Everything is going to have all these smart features that are going to connect to your phone and to your TV and everything else, you have to think twice about that. Are you really going to use that extra feature? Because that extra feature might cost you an extra $100. So think about that before you upgrade. Make sure you are in need of that gadget and that you feel that you will use it. Don't buy it just because you think it's going to help you get into shape. It will just end up in that pile of junk right next to last year's pile of junk. And believe me, I have many, many, many piles of junk. When it comes to fitness, there's something special about that, because marketing and commercials know that you are the target. They know that you have a soft spot. They know that you want to get fit. So the best way to get fit is start with you. Start with your goals. Make your goals. Start with what you want to achieve for the new year, and then make your Christmas list around that. So if you are going to get a treadmill, start with something basic. If you are going to get a fitness tracker, start with something basic. If it's something that's going to take off and you're going to become this marathon runner or cooking queen, you can always upgrade and get something a little nicer as you become more fluent in your new found love. I hope you guys have a fabulous holiday season. I hope you guys shop smart, and I hope you guys stay safe. Enjoy the rest of your day.